a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to the Friday night edition of Something to Say radio show, and sorry we were gone for a couple of days, but I was feeling a little under the weather, and good news is it wasn't COVID, just wasn't feeling good. So we're back, and we got a lot to talk about tonight, and so I don't want to waste any time. Rudy and I have been talking about off the air, and we need to talk about it on the air. But I had no idea that there is a kids mullet champion, USA mullet championship. And wow, you can go to mulletchamp.com and I'm going to have to look and see what the adult division is, but the kid divisions, it's amazing.
Amazing is an understatement, my friend. I'm looking at William Dale Ramsey right now, and I'm in awe of this kid's mullet, and the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the icing on the cake.
Yeah. He has the American flag shaved in the side of his head in his, with his mullet. And he's not the only one, because Landry from Duncan, Oklahoma, he's got that too. And then there's a kid, Epic, from La Jolla, Texas. I'm assuming that's how it's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he just came straight off of like a Motley Crue video or something.
Yes, sir. I'm looking at Brock Higgins right now from Douglas, Georgia. That's almost like there's two pictures of him. There's a front and a side profile. His front picture, dude, that's KP.
Yes, it is.
That's KP to a T, man. Kenny Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. That is awesome.
And then there's Rustin, who looks like he's about 3 years old. He's from Pocahontas, Arkansas. He's got it working, too. And then there's Rowan from Arkansas, and that's just luscious locks with a sweet mullet. This is fantastic. And good news for the folks in Missouri, because there's four finalists from Missouri. Cash from Catawissa, Missouri. Xander, he's from Kennett, Missouri. Bowden, he's from Carthage. And let's see, there was one more who was from Festus, I believe. Oh, Nolan. Nolan's from Festus, Missouri. So Missouri's well represented in the mullet championships.
Yeah, Festus is.
We're going to have to.
Festus isn't too far from the house. It's about an hour or so, maybe a little more. But yeah, that's this is a good find, man.
I know. I can't wait to. There's even a Hall of Fame section, and I feel like I gotta click on it. Oh, those are just celebrity mullets. Andre Agassi, Billy Ray, Kenny Powers is in there. Randy Johnson, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Yamir Yager, of course. Joe Dirt, Bono, Patrick Swayze, Mario Lopez. Wow. This is one of the best things I've ever came across. I feel like we need to get the winners on the air.
That'd be great.
And then they don't have the pictures of the adults. That's disappointing. But they do win $2,500 and for first prize. Second and third get get mullet, some type of mullet prize pack. So, you know,
man, that's probably there like a go. Conditioner and like a pick.
I hope got, so.
Yeah. And probably, probably like a nice microfiber cloth for some of these shades these boys are wearing.
Yeah. These shades are outstanding.
Keep them shining.
Yeah. They're, you know, there's a lot going on, man. I don't even know what to say about it. I think I'm just shocked how well these kids have developed their mullets in such a short amount of time.
Yeah, man, I wish I had hair because I would do something. Well, I could still probably grow a mullet, but it'd be like a skullet. And I probably wouldn't be married that much longer if that happened. But
no, then you just imagine to get a windowless van and cruise around.
Yeah, just imagine all the girls that have to be beating off of me with a stick, though. Wow.
Oh yeah. So there you go. We'll stay tuned to find out more about the mullet championship of the United States. So. We got a couple minutes where we need to take a break, but I wanted to talk about this because it's pretty awesome, and I don't know if you noticed or not. We'd been talking about the Foo Fighters doing the Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts. First one will be September 3rd, and then the second one, I believe, is the 27th. But it is going to be streamed live. It'll be streamed in its entirety on Paramount Plus, of course, because I just got rid of it, and Pluto TV. However, there will be a 1 hour of it will be aired on CBS and then 2 hours on MTV. So, and if it's with all the people that are on this concert, on this tribute, a normal Foo Fighter concert is what, a little over 3 hours?
Yeah.
This has to be about 4 hours.
That's going to be a rock, man. It's going to be great.
But I figured you would be excited because I don't know if you noticed who was added to the September 27th in Los Angeles tribute, but Phil Collins and Joe Elliott have been added to it.
Oh, sweet. I did not know that.
Yeah. Sebastian Bach, Travis Barker, Geezer Butler, Chris Chaney, Chevy Metal, Phil Collins, Stuart Copeland, Miley Cyrus, Joe Elliott, Josh Freese, Violet Grohl, Omar Hakim, Shane Hawkins, Josh Homme, the James Gang, Joan Jett, Elaine Johannes, John Paul Jones, Mark King, Greg Kirsten, Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, Brian May, Alanis Morissette, Chris Novoselic, Pink, Leanne Rimes, Mark Ronson, Gene Simmons, Nikki Smith, Chad Smith, Luke Spiller, Roger Taylor, Rufus Taylor, John Theodore, Lars Ulrich, Wolfgang Van Halen, Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine, Nancy Wilson, and Patrick Wilson. So looks like it's going to be pretty awesome, and I'm very eager to see how this all unfolds because I have seen Dave's been popping up here and there playing with people. He was just he just went on stage with Beck the other night, Beck and Tenacious D, at a place called Largo in L.A. and it was some charity fundraiser, and they did a cover of Summer Breeze. Remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
Summer Breeze, yeah, makes me feel fine.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Good. So I'm excited to check this out. And so if you have Paramount Plus, you'll be able to see it in its entirety. So it'll be a good one. So we need to take a break, and we'll come back. We got a lot to talk about. Deshaun Watson back in the news. And all kinds of other stuff. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. I talked an awful lot about Deshaun Watson over the last year and a half, but it looks like it's all at least come to an end for now, because yesterday he got his official suspension after the NFL had appealed it. So he will now get an 11-game suspension, and this has all been settled now between the NFL and the Players Association. He'll be suspended 11 games and fined $5 million. And so his first game back, ironically enough, will be week 13 when Cleveland faces his old team, the Texans in Texas. So
he's just gonna hop right back on the saddle then.
Yeah, he'll be back at the hotel, and maybe he'll have some more of those NDAs take with him.
Happy endings.
Mm-hmm. He met with the media Thursday, and he said that he'll continue to stand on his innocence just because this is his quote. "I'll continue to stand on my innocence just because, you know, settlements and things like that happen doesn't mean that a person is guilty for anything," he said. "I feel like a person has an opportunity to stand on his innocence and prove that. And we prove that from a legal side, and just going to continue to push forward as an individual and as a person." He also said he wants to someday tell his side of the story. He said, "That's definitely the plan. That's definitely the goal. I feel like through the whole process, I've been trying to tell my side of the story, but a lot of people just don't pay a lot of attention to it." He was also asked why he was apologizing in a statement, because he was quoted as saying, "For everyone that was affected by this situation, and there were a lot of people triggered." He added that he's apologized to all women, so anybody that was affected.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's...
Yeah, I got something. I got something for you, Deshaun. You want to tell your story? How about you let the public know what room number you were in one of these hotels, and we can go in there with a black light? I'm sure that's gonna paint quite the picture.
No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I figured they would have to agree on it some way, but I still think that a full year would have been the proper suspension.
But yeah. Hey, at least one thing, everywhere this guy goes, the stadium's going to be,
oh yeah,
just tearing him up, man.
Yeah. They were giving him the business in Jacksonville.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they were. And when you get the business in Jacksonville, you can hang your head high, man.
Yeah, no kidding. I've been to that stadium, and wow, talk about mullets and Daisy Dukes on men. That's what I saw while I was there.
Ooh.
Yeah. And let's also talk about another idiot who can't stay out of trouble, and that would be Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna, who was arrested early this morning at 4:30 a.m. With a DUI. Let's see. He spoke to reporters for 18 seconds before the game and made a statement saying, "I disappointed my team. I disappointed my family. I don't have anything more to say. It's a legal matter." For those of you that don't remember, he was arrested in May of last year on charges of aggravated assault by strangulation and battery on his wife after police officers said they witnessed him attacking his wife. Those charges were later dropped after he completed a pretrial diversion program, which he had to do like 200 hours of community service, 24-week family violence intervention program, and he had to be on 3 to 6 months supervision, and then he got suspended 20 games. I don't know. What does that look like now? What kind of suspension will he get? Cause he'll get something.
Yeah. You know, the cops knew it was him too, cause he had that hitting sleeve on
and
it
was fluorescent green.
Yeah. I mean, they knew it was him from about a mile and a half away, and it was just a ugly situation. I don't get it, man. I mean, if I was, you know, I guess I'm not there obviously, but man, when you're in that position, you are granted, you're one lucky individual.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you got to say right there. I mean, take care of your business, dude.
Oh yeah, there's, I mean, multiple things wrong with this situation. Again, it's just like, you know, we talked about Henry Ruggs and how the NFL has it where they have free ride share, by the way. Or if not, then you call somebody from the team and they'll come pick you up. I'm quite sure that they would have done this for him too. I'm sure the Major League Baseball is no different. But the other thing is what in the hell was he doing out at 4:30 in the morning when he's got a game today? Now, granted, he's playing like crap anyways. I think he's hitting like right around 200, if that. And he doesn't really get to play much anymore. But you still have you still owe it to your teammates to not be out at 4:30 in the morning, you know, drinking.
It's, it doesn't look good, man. That's for sure. Hell, he could have called – he could have called old Bobby Cox and said, "Hey, Bob,
yeah, come get me.
Yeah, I'm a little tipsy. Come pick me up." You know, and he probably would have got picked up in a minivan or something. Who knows? But yeah, it's silly, man, that these guys make the mistakes like this and just ruin their. They may not think they're ruining their careers, but they are. They're ruining their name. You know, and they're dragging their teammates down with them because, you know, they're a part of a team, a camaraderie, you know, and I don't know, man, I just don't get it.
No, not at all. And, you know, he's hitting 214 this year with 20 home runs and 46 RBIs. And this is the last year, I think, is this the last year? No, I think he might have one more year. I don't know, but I know he signed. No, he's got a 4-year deal. He signed 2 years ago, with Atlanta for $65 million.
God, what were they thinking?
You're not going to be able to get rid of him because nobody's going to take that contract.
Mm-mm.
And two, why would you want him with as much problems as he's causing? So they're stuck with him, or they'll just have to eat that salary and designate him for assignment. So
yeah, things started. Yeah. Turning for that guy when he tried climbing the wall in St. Louis, and
the ball was about 10 feet short of the wall.
Yeah, I seen that and I'm like, uh-oh, something's wrong here.
That might have been one of the most embarrassing moments of being a Cardinal fan I think I've had.
Yeah, I think I remember texting you and I was like, WTF. Are you watching the game right now? And you're like, unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, that dude. Wow. Quite the low light. So, all right, well, let's take a break real quick. We'll get some news. We'll come back, talk about Saints. Want to talk about Albert Pujols and what he's got going on, cuz he's sniffing around. I didn't think he'd get to 700, but maybe he hit with that grand slam he hit yesterday. We'll talk more about that, but we'll be back right after this.
Come the light, whatsoever I fall on, came my life. Just when every day seems to greet me with a smile, sunspots fading. Now I'm doing time, now I'm doing time.
Looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Pour your wine into the Cool Carafe. 60 seconds later, it's perfectly chilled. Chills half a bottle in about 1 minute. Watch the video and place your order at coolcarafe.com. That's coolcarafe.com. Also available at Martin's Wine Cellar. coolcarafe.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, Roz here. Have you outgrown your current square footage? In the market to start developing a real estate investment portfolio? Or are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions about where to start? I'm Roz and Caramer with Ladder and Bloom. Whatever your real estate needs, let my experience and enthusiasm help guide you through every detail. I've assisted clients just like you on both sides of the lake. Call Roslyn Caramer at 504-473-8337, the agent that cares.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
We were talking a little bit about baseball and Ozuna before the break, but I want to talk about Albert Pujols. And reason being is because I was after the Cardinals were done yesterday, I flipped over and I was watching the Rangers and the Athletics game, and the Athletics announcers were talking about Albert, and I had to shake my head because I just don't believe this would be the way that it goes. But they're like, well, I'm sure he'll come back. If he doesn't have 700 by the end of the year, he'll just come back and then get the 700 and retire. Like, no, he won't. And truthfully, I kind of thought it was a little disrespectful to Albert to say something like that, because you're making him out to be a record chaser. And I don't think that's what that man is about. Nope. However, with that being said, yesterday off the bench, he comes in the third inning with the bases loaded and hit his 690th home run. So he's got about a month and a half to hit 10. What do you think?
I think it can happen, man. It depends. I know he's, you know, at this point in his career, he's way better versus the lefties.
Sure.
So, I mean, hell. Anything can happen, man. It's going to be exciting to watch. I do know that. And for as far as these announcers, man, we've talked about it. We're blessed here in St. Louis. Well, except when Edmonds is on. But Danny Mac does a pretty good job along with Brad Thompson.
Yeah.
But a lot of these other teams, man, I've watched on the baseball package, and it'll be silent. And you're wondering if your TV's muted because – I mean, it's just horrible announcing out there. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure the Yankees got some decent announcers, you know, more teams than not do not.
No, so. it's not good. But you know, and I think if he's going to get it, he's going to have to play more often. He's going to have to play more against right-handers. And I'll be honest with you, there's really no reason why he's not, because I don't know, a lot of people don't realize this, but since the All-Star game, he has an OPS of 1.054, which is outstanding. I mean, that's, I believe it's number one in baseball since the All-Star break. Mm-hmm. He's also hitting .415 with a 1.321 OPS, 5 home runs, and 15 RBIs. So, you know, like I said, he's hit 4 in the last week, or a little more than a week. It's possible, for sure. I think it's really more possible that he passes A-Rod.
Yeah, that should happen.
He needs 7 for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, he gets on a stretch and he can, you know, get hot, man. I mean, I don't know. Anything's possible, man. And he's in pretty good shape this season, man. He looks this season, I think he looks better than he did any of his years. And well, maybe not the first, you know, couple of his contract he had out West, but, you know, he's trimmed down and he's in game shape, man. So,
yeah. And he seems to be locked in right now also. And, it looks, well, tonight and tomorrow there's two lefties going for Arizona. So the good chances are high he's going to play in both of them. So, you know, hearing that yesterday, he'll probably just come back and get so he can get the record now. I mean, why would you go through all of this and you have teams honoring you and giving you, you know, send off gifts and things like that, and then say, you know what? Hold on. I need to come back and make sure I get two or three home runs. Like, that's just stupid.
Yeah, it is ignorant.
I mean, nobody's going to say like nobody's going to discredit him because he had 698 home runs instead of 700 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's stupid.
Yeah. So, maybe this weekend he could hit a couple opposite fielders into the pee pool.
Yeah. Jacksonville has a couple of pee pools too, and there is no way possible, and you know people pay extra to be in the pee pools. There's no way I would ever go to the ballpark and then get in the swimming pool there.
Unless you swallow about a half a bottle of antibiotics before you go, that way you're already fighting the battle before it starts. But
that's like going to the strip club and getting in the hot tub, which we know somebody that's done that too.
Yeah, that's not lotion floating around in there, pal.
Oh boy. A little bit more baseball news, and I was kind of happy about this because I don't know if you watch MLB Central in the mornings, but I usually do. And today Mark DeRosa was named as Team USA manager for the World Baseball Classic next year, which I don't mind Mark DeRosa. I think he's a good dude. He has some pretty good insights on things, and I think it's a cool choice.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I heard about it on Twitter this morning. I thought he was a pretty decent, you know. I think he was a color commentator for a while. Also, he might still be, but yeah, I enjoyed the guy and I liked him when he was a Cardinal. Also.
Yeah, I did too. And man, I can't imagine what this team's going to round out to be, but Team USA is looking real nice. You got Mike Trout, who's the captain of the team, and then you have Bryce Harper, Nolan Arenado, JT Realmuto, Trevor Story, Paul Goldschmidt, and Pete Alonso already. Like, they've got some they've got some thump, man.
Yeah, but
put some pitching on there.
I know I agree with you on Team USA, but have you seen Team Venezuela's roster? It's pretty good too, man.
I'm assuming what was Juan Soto on there?
I think I'm about to pull it up. If I could type.
Let's see here. Let's see here. No, I don't have any updated ones. Well, let's see. I'm not seeing what they're.
I'm sorry for bringing it up. Darn it.
Yeah, it's let's see. Let's see.
I got it on the page here. I just passed up Dominican Republic and Cuba, Venezuela. Let's see here. You got Jesus Aguilar at first base, Jose Altuve, Luis Arraez, Eugenio Suarez, David Peralta, Evisigil Garcia, Ronald Acuna Jr., Miguel Cabrera at DH. You got Salvador Perez, Cesar Hernandez, Eduardo Escobar, Anthony Santander, Gleyber Torres, and I can't even pronounce this last name, Diolis Guerra. Yeah, that's pretty good. I might have inflated that a little bit. I did see one on here though. Maybe it was Dominican Republic that
usually they're just out, they're stacked. I mean, that one year they had A-Rod, they had Albert, they had.
Oh yeah, I got it right here.
It was.
Yeah, they got Vladdy at first, Ketel Marte at second, Jose Ramirez at third, Manny Machado short, Julio Rodriguez left field. Yes, it was the Dominican Republic. I'm sorry. Sterling Marte in center, Juan Soto in right field, Rafael Devers DHing. And even their bench is good, man, with Teoscar Hernandez, Wander Franco.
That's a stacked team.
Yes, yes.
Let's see here, just shift gears real quick because we're about a half about an hour and a half away from kickoff, but the Saints will be taking on the Packers after they've been practicing with each other all week. And you know, I don't know, I still think there's some things to watch whenever there's preseason games. I think the biggest thing to watch tonight is what is Ian Book going to do at quarterback, because he did not look good last week. He took 5 sacks, turned the ball over twice, was 15 of 22. So if he doesn't get it into gear, he may not be on the team, and they could just, you know, wait until somebody else, a veteran's released by another team, and pick him up. So I doubt you're going to see Aaron Rodgers, and I know you're not going to see Jameis Winston, and you're probably not going to see Michael Thomas, but I think it's important to see what Chris Olave does. Again, take another look at our backup situation at defense and our offensive line. I think those will be the big things to watch for tonight. So, so check that out tonight. And I'm sure we'll talk about it more on Monday. So we need to take a break so we can get some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot and get out of here. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back. I'll be the one, be the moon, be the sun, be the rain.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Segment of the week.
If you're gonna be
we like to do that with a little Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So we don't have any time to waste, so we're gonna get right into it. And this course comes from Florida, and since we didn't have a Florida story, any new Florida stories yesterday, I decided to throw this one in here. But headline, this comes from WSB TV in Atlanta. Florida woman accused of calling police 512 times in one day. And you think that's a lot? She's called the police more than 11,000 times this year.
Wow, that's amazing.
Right? Who's got that much time? Carla Michelle Jefferson, 51 years old, of St. Petersburg, was arrested Monday and charged with a misdemeanor charge of making harassing telephone calls, according to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. According to an arrest affidavit filed in Pinellas County, Jefferson called the St. Petersburg Police Emergency Communications Center 512 times from 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time on July 2nd until 4:30 p.m. the following day. Wow. The affidavit stated that Jefferson continuously calls, harasses, belittles, swears at, argues with, and demands officers to come arrest her. At the time, Jefferson was out on bail after she was arrested on June 30th for making excessive telephone calls to the St. Petersburg Police Department's non-emergency line. In the arrest affidavit, police wrote that the first arrest came after Jefferson had made calls in excess of 11,000 times during 2022. Police said she accounted for 10% of the department calls total volume to the non-emergency line. The affidavit states that when officers respond to her home, she refuses to answer the door, and in the past, she's given the officers the middle finger and screams at them through windows. St. Petersburg police spokesperson Yolanda Fernandez said the agency tried several tactics to get her to stop calling before it decided to arrest her. Police initially sent their mental health team to try to help the woman, but that did not put an end to the calls. When verbal warnings and a cease and desist letter failed, Jefferson was arrested. Fernandez said it's highly unusual that we would charge somebody, but she was booked into the Pinellas County Jail and released Tuesday afternoon on her own Recog online records show. Who's got that much time, man?
Wow. What a weirdo.
Right?
Dang.
Yeah. Let's see here. This one would just absolutely infuriate me. This comes from the San Diego Union Tribune, and headline is "Operations Resume at San Diego International Airport After Man Breaches Security and Delays Are Expected." Authorities evacuated Terminal 2 at San Diego International Airport, and this was yesterday, and grounded planes there for more than 2 hours Thursday after a man bypassed a luggage security screening. The security breach happened about 12:25, according to TSA. Officials said the man went through the airport's baggage screening process, but then a TSA officer identified a bag that required additional inspection. That kind of screening can happen if a TSA officer wants to take a closer look after spotting something in the luggage x-ray screen. The man did not wait for the screening to take place and continued into the airport. TSA officers began searching for the traveler, but were not able to locate him immediately. And as a result, TSA officials had to evacuate Terminal 2 West and East so they could search the area. Law enforcement canines and TSA are currently conducting a sweep of the terminal, officials said yesterday around 1:25 p.m. And once that is complete, TSA will begin rescreening all travelers once the terminal is clear of any potential security threats. Airport officials also said that the FAA grounded all flights departing from the terminal while TSA conducted its search. And around 2:35, travelers were allowed back into the terminal and flights resumed. Officials estimated about 5,000 to 7,000 people would have to be rescreened. And federal officials said travelers departing from Terminal 2 Thursday evening should plan on arriving early. Yeah, you think? I would just be beside myself because somebody's an idiot and just walked past TSA. And then you have to get back in line with 5,000 to 7,000 more people.
Yeah, things are hard enough and difficult enough these days. And these idiots just make it. That's why things are so bad, man. It's an epidemic of idiots. What it is. Yeah.
Well, and there's this, speaking of idiots. This TikToker was, and this comes from distractify.com. TikToker fired after bragging about doing errands while on the clock at her remote job. Well, duh. Let's see here. What's the person's name? I'm trying to find here. Let's see. Why is there no? Well, this article is not even very good because it talks about Daniel Craig movie. well, sorry, gang. Sorry about that, but didn't go into detail. But either way, let's see. TikToker at Senity learned the hard way. She just posted that she works from home, but runs errands all day long. So if you're going to do that and work from home, don't be an idiot and go on TikTok and tell everybody about it. Just bad, bad criminals.
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
Thanks. And we got about a minute or so left, but this comes from Fox43.com. And headlines, Cumberland County man accused of illegally purchasing human remains for resale on Facebook. Jeremy Pauley, 40 years old of Enola, is charged with buying human organs from a woman in Arkansas for resale, according to the East Pennsboro Township Police. They've charged the Bloomsburg man with abuse of a corpse and other offenses after he allegedly tried to buy human remains from an Arkansas woman and for resale on Facebook. Jeremy Pauley was charged after an investigation that began June 14th, according to East Pennsboro Township Police. Pauley, whom court records list as a resident of Bloomsburg, but is called an Enola resident by police, described himself on his Facebook page as owner-curator of the Grand Wonder Commer and executive director and curator of the Memento Mori Museum. Describes a group as vendors of the odd and unusual, and features that has events that feature museum exhibits, guest lectures, live entertainment, and so much more. I guess that means that human remains. Items he lists for sale on his page are described as medical bones, femurs, mandible bones, teeth, and various other bones. And according to police, the investigation of Pauley began the 14th of June when police received a phone call regarding suspicious activity at the home on 200 block of North Enola Road. Tipster told police that a suspect later identified as Pauling was buying human body parts and selling them on Facebook. Investigators then went to interview him at his home, according to the criminal complaint affidavit. During the interview, Pauley allegedly told police he was in possession of 3 full human skeletons and approximately 15 to 20 human skulls. He described himself as a collector of quote-unquote oddities and said the items were purchased legally, according to police. Investigators said the items appear to be very old, and Pauley appeared to have acquired them from a legitimate purchase. On July 8th, police say they received another call about Pauley, so they found additional human remains in the basement of his home, and the caller reported that there were buckets of quote-unquote human skin and human organs in the basement.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely disgusting. Yeah,
could you see this guy? Hey, mama, I got you a I got you a kidney on Facebook. I got a messenger though, real quick.
Right, I got to use Zelle.
Unreal, man, that's crazy. Skin and ooh.
Yeah. Yep. So that's it, man. That's all the time we have for this week. So we need to get out of here. We're running short on time. So until Monday, let's just play Gloria.